Welcome to Good Money Moves, the show where we share financial tips and advice to help you feel financially empowered. And today we are digging into a very special and important topic, and that is introducing you to some of the community resources we have here in Southeast Minnesota that can help you with all kinds of things. And today we're kicking off this series with Three Rivers Community Action. And with me, I have Courtney Dugstad, and she is the Chief Operating Officer at Three Rivers Community Action. And so thank you so much for being here
today. Yeah, really thanks for having me.
Yeah. So before we dig into the meat of all the programming and things that Three Rivers has to offer that our Southeast Minnesota area, let's just talk a little bit about your role there.
Sure.
And what Three Rivers is. What is community action?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. So I think it's hard to talk about community actions without sort of looking at when we were created and why. Mm-hmm. So we are celebrating our 60th anniversary
this year.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And so if you do the math, community actions were birthed in the 1960s. And what's really exciting about that time is that the nation as a whole was really diving into a lot of hard questions, right? We were talking about what does it look like for all men to be created equal? And along that time with the civil rights movement, we started asking questions like, what would it take to close the wealth gap? Mm. What would it take to audaciously solve poverty? And what was birthed out of that is, in order to solve poverty, we have to find out from people living in poverty what they need for pathways into self-sufficiency. And then when you listen to them, you design and create programs as a result.
Yeah.
So community actions are so beautiful because our very mission is to listen to the communities that we're serving and then design pathways into self-sufficiency as a result. Mm-hmm. So it kind of follows this concept. You can't make decisions about people without people.
Yeah.
And so that's like the beauty of community actions. Mm-hmm. So Three Rivers specifically, so the state of Minnesota has 24 community actions,
okay,
which means every county, every city, every community is supported by a community action, which is really great. Three Rivers, as you referenced, is Southeast Minnesota. So we cover Wabasha County, Goodhue County, Rice County, and Olmsted County.
Okay, so you have a pretty broad reach.
Pretty broad reach. And every community action, we have a statement that says, if you've seen one community action, you've seen one community action. So even those four counties, you think of Rice County is one of the youngest counties in the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
Goodhue County is one of the older counties in the state of Minnesota. And then you have Olmsted County, who's really experiencing rapid growth and a lot of like housing crisis. And so how we respond and the programs we develop in each community is very, very different as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I try to match the needs of each community, kind of co-design those solutions
together. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You got it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, I know that your programming covers a wide breadth of services.
Yeah.
And so who maybe is your kind of target group of people that you're trying to solve
sure.
problems for right now as Three Rivers Community Action?
Yeah. So always we're looking at pathways into that middle income. We're looking for pathways to self-sustainability. Sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're serving folks who maybe don't have the income to meet their basic needs.
Okay.
And so some of the programming is really developed for crisis management.
Okay.
So we have things like rental assistance or eviction prevention. So we're working on some of those preventative pieces. But then we also dig a little bit deeper and we start creating those programs that move beyond crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So really cool examples of that are our housing spectrum. And in almost every community, we're involved in housing. So Three Rivers has a couple different arms. So we have a lot of that nonprofit programming. And then we also have a housing development portion too.
Okay.
And so we're really serving people all across the housing spectrum. We know housing is the number one need in every community. So we do a lot of community needs assessments and listening housing across the board. So we're looking at about 40-some percent in all of Southeast Minnesota of folks who are renting who are paying more than 30% of their income for housing. So we know that they're cost burdened.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we sort of look at working with folks who are currently experiencing homelessness to move into housing, we're also looking at moving from rental to homeownership.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really truly believe homeownership is absolutely vital to move folks. It's one of the fastest ways to build wealth and build generational wealth, right? And so we developed a program called Achieve Homeownership, and it is really something we are extremely proud of. So that looks like education. So we work a lot with first-generation homeowners. So when you talk about who is the population of people we're targeting, we're really targeting folks who maybe haven't generationally owned homes.
Okay.
So there's a lot of, yes.
So would you say, so it's not just first-time home buyers, but even like first, like in a generation, in a family
yes.
of homeowners. So
yes.
That's huge.
That is huge.
That is a huge stepping
yes.
stone.
You are changing the trajectory for that family yeah. for generations to come.
Yeah.
And we also know, because we live in Olmsted County and in the state of Minnesota, we have one of the largest gaps of homeownership between white and non-white households. And so we really wanted to try to target that gap as well.
Sure.
Yeah. And so we have homebuyer education. We partner a lot with folks in the community, including First
yes,
Alliance,
yes.
To create opportunities to have education. Again, that first-generation homeownership, there isn't necessarily that generational wisdom sent down from
sure.
homeownership. So we partner with lenders and things like that to come in and kind of teach a class about what that looks like. And then we have one-on-one advising, we have down payment assistance, and a lot of, we have post-purchase advising we just started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's brand new programs. So really what we are hearing from folks that we're achieving home ownership is, can you help me budget now that I have a mortgage
yeah.
to care for? What things do I need to know about owning this home? What are some preventative things that I can do? And so we're really developing that program within the program now. And then in Olmsted County, we also have a mentorship program where current homeowners can partner with those that have similar lived or cultural experiences to help walk alongside as a peer.
Wow.
And maybe come to a lender and talk about, you know, what are these words mean that you're hearing? Here's what I did. Here's the wisdom that I learned.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's multi-layered for sure.
Yeah, well, which is amazing because, to your point, you're kind of talking about the spectrum. And
yeah.
I love that you brought up the fact that you guys are starting to do more of that post-purchase stuff, because I think there is a huge knowledge gap for people, especially whether you've come from families who've owned homes before or not. You still don't quite truly grasp
yes.
what that means until you're in it. And
yes.
to have some support to kind of make sure that you're successful in homeownership is huge, I think, for a lot of people. So you talked a little bit about a couple different things that I want to dig into a little bit more.
Yeah.
You talked a little bit about rental assistance
sure.
and support. Can you talk a little bit about what that program looks like? What are some of the things people would need to know if they're struggling with rent, and how
yeah.
that kind of program can help, or how it maybe doesn't help in some situations?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, about 40% of people who are renting in our community are cost burdened.
Yeah.
And essentially what that means is, because they're expending so much of their income to keep their housing, there are other basic needs that are going unmet. People are resilient and they will find a way. And so a lot of times poverty isn't visual. We're not seeing it because families are doing whatever they can to try to hold it together and keep those basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
We want to come alongside those families and really support them. And sometimes that means assistance in a crisis.
Yeah.
Sometimes that means I had a car repair or a medical bill for my child, and now the ends aren't meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to come in with maybe a one-time infusion of just helping to keep a basic need such as housing. So we do that through eviction prevention. If somebody has an eviction notice, we also offer rental assistance or subsidies for a shorter or longer period of time for folks who are really needing more long-term support to get back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when somebody, say, loses employment, it takes a few months. Once you get a job, get that first paycheck, save a little bit for rent, mm-hmm. especially if you're paying more than 30%. So we like to come alongside folks. And then easy way to get access is just to call Three Rivers Community Action. You can jump on our website. All the numbers for each of our communities is there in our main line.
Okay.
And our support staff is amazing. So if you call, you literally can't call the wrong number. You call and they will triage you to the right person. Perfect. And we have advocates that will meet with you if you're not sure what you need, mm-hmm. and kind of do an assessment and sort of plug you into different programs that can help.
Oh, that is, that I yeah. love, because I, you know, I remembered being a young mom and needing rental assistance support and, you know, all those types of benefits. And there's just so many different places to turn to and to have somebody who can help, like, guide you a little bit, even a little bit, is huge.
Yeah.
So that's awesome that you guys do that. And I love that you have actual locations in the different areas that you're serving, so that people don't have to necessarily travel to Rochester to get support for something that I think is really important too.
Yes. So we're embedded in each of our communities, and we have public transit as one of the programs we run, and our buses go to all of our locations, and we want to make sure that we can, our advocates go out into the community to meet with people too. So we want to try our best to meet you where you're at and find out what your needs are. And maybe it isn't rental assistance. Maybe we help with paying some utilities for a little while, so you have a little bit of a gap that you can pay rent. And so it's really about just meeting the person where they're at and listening to what it is that they need.
Yeah, listening is so important. I think, you know, our mission here at First Alliance is, you know, we show up, we listen to your story, we provide possibilities. And I see that even kind of mirrored in what you guys are doing on a day-to-day, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So one thing I want to ask about that I don't think you've brought up yet is, so here at First Alliance, we offer manufactured home lending, and I saw that you have a program that provides some assistance to help maintain manufactured homes.
Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that
program? Yes. So we just, so it's in Rice County currently, but we're looking to grow it. And we were able to partner with Healthy Communities Initiative in Rice County, and really the HRAs there in both Faribault and Northfield, to sort of absorb this program under our wing, and it's the mobile home rehab. So it is technically a pilot this year, though it's been running for years in the community. Mm-hmm. And we know, when we talked about that housing spectrum, mobile homes is some of the most affordable housing there is. So it is really important that we keep those in the economy and rotating through. And so mobile home rehab is amazing. We have a staff who goes out and does an audit in the home and then either connects to resources within the community to provide things like smoke detectors or other things like that. We can provide those, or else kind of helps with weatherization, connecting to weatherization. We are one of the few weatherization programs that's able to work on mobile homes.
Oh, awesome.
Or basic maintenance if that's what it's needed.
Yeah. That's amazing. You know, I know we obviously have a lot of our members who live in manufactured homes through our, you know, lending program and all that. And just knowing, like, sometimes when you're in those homes, it's a great, you know, Kickstarter for home ownership, but they come with a lot of their own maintenance problems, just like a regular home, and it can be really straining on budgets. So having a resource to turn to for some of that is amazing, and I'm glad to hear that you guys are taking that on as part of your programming.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a need that we've been hearing about for a long time, and I think it continues to be a need in most communities. So I love that First Alliance thinks about that, because it is a fantastic solution for affordable housing.
Yeah, it is. And so I want to kind of bring the conversation back to maybe like first-time home buyers, first-generation home buyers a little bit, and just kind of talk about some of the programming that you have in place to help get people into homes. I think you mentioned down payment assistance programs at one point, and I think you guys maybe have some kind of savings match program, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about those?
Absolutely. So saving match is called FAME, and it is essentially a program in which the state matches what our participants can save 3-to-1. So if our participants save $2,000, then they can match that at a 3-to-1 match. And we really look on helping saving for down payment assistance. We know that being able to come to the table with some down payment really helps bring that cost down. Mm-hmm. We also know first generation homeowners, or homeowners that are maybe living with lower incomes, it's hard to save that big down payment assistance. And so we try to come alongside them with multiple programs. So we have that savings match, we have down payment assistance, and we're currently administrating first generation down payment assistance, which is phenomenal because it's up to 20% of the cost, up to $36,000 that we can help with down payment assistance if you're qualified as a first generation homeowner. It's amazing. And then of course we partner with really great lenders who help make sure that our participants get the best interest rates and the guest packages.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I the down payment assistance, I think, is huge because that does become such a barrier to home ownership for so many people. It's not that they don't have the budget cash flow each month to be able to afford home ownership, but to be able to save such a sizable amount when you're just trying to live day to day and you have all these random, you know, financial problems that pop up, whether, you know, medical, car problems, all of that kind of stuff, to have that, a program that can help just kind of give you that boost you need to get in there is so important.
And when we think about building generational wealth, how you do that is the equity of your home, and how you build equity fastest is coming with that down payment, that down payment on the front end. So our goal is always, how can we help folks build that generational wealth that provides that safety net so that their children don't have to go through cycles of poverty? And that really is the answer, right? You start with really great down payment assistance and get into a home that just continues to build equity for you and your family.
That's amazing. So we have covered, I feel like, just actually scratched the surface of all the things that you do at Three Rivers Community Action. If someone is interested in learning more about what you do or supporting your work in any way, what is your website that they can go to find out more?
Yep, it's just threeriverscap.org. If there's anything in there, I mean, we do early childhood all the way to older adults. So really the whole spectrum of life. And if you have any questions, call. Our support staff is there to listen to what your needs are and then make sure you get the right person on the other side of the phone.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Courtney. This has been amazing. I'm so glad that we were able to have you on the show today. So, and thank you for joining us. This has been Good Money Moves. If you want to learn more about the community resources available in Southeast Minnesota or what else First Alliance Credit Union has to offer, you can visit our website at firstalliancecu.com. And until next time, stay financially empowered.